Insurrection, obstruction, indictments, civilly liable for sexual abuse. The one man responsible for all that could be sitting in a prison cell on election day and still be elected commander-in-chief for these United States. That man is beholden to Putin, weakened NATO the last time around, and is currently tying himself to wealthy Saudi oil money. He enriched himself when government stated his properties. He campaigned on wanting to use government to go after his political rivals and wants to expand executive power. If Donald Trump is reelected, our nation is lost. So let's roll up our sleeves, get to work, and tell the MAGA folks, no more, before it's too late.
I'm finished. notes that I made about her name Alice Bill, she might have admitted that the exceptions bill that died in the House last legislative session at level 40, so abortion, how long no exceptions? That bill that was submitted to the Senate, and she brings that up on her own volition, and I'm just like, really, you should be not watching this. I still think we should meet, but probably I'm against you, so we could have a debate about how much power the state has. And she apparently doesn't want to have those debates, you know, protected in the Senate through, you know, the committee hearings. She was not willing to have a conversation on what the issues are. She was not willing to have a conversation forum, that the other forums that were held. She avoided any opportunity to speak her. Why is now? She just released some fake news. She was done. You're going to take $300,000. The party is going to take $300,000 from the chocolate campaign. So I might just have to suck. You know. They took from every. They take from every candidate. They have to take all the votes that are organized. Check banking, phone list, walk the street list. They buy this software from the National. Well, if you want to work for office as a Democrat, you have to pay the access to this. No, actually, I think it's like something to bear. So someone fact check us on that. But so if you run for Senate, it's $2,000. If you run for a statewide position, it's $10,000. If you run for like a second district, it's like $1,500. It's like based upon the number of people we're trying to reach. Now, I'll just tell you, Dan, there are states where when you run as a Democrat, you just get access to that shit for free. You get fundraise to purchase access to software, and they're giving out that information like it's handy. If you want people to win, give them the tools that they need to contact the people that they need to politically persuade the groups to get out of the vote. And so our party is like, let's just continue to be like, hey, could you like give us a couple thousand dollars so we can like give you the information you need to be successful? It's the dumbest shit. The Republicans? So I just demand from my Republican friends and you know, go off and like, look for that. You know? The Republicans just did that. Well, do you know what else the Republicans do? They tell how other Republicans stand that. You know, at the executive races, I'll say that it's a Republican shit show. They're not trying to show up. But I'll say it's more on the local level, at the legislative level, at the faculty level. You know, you rarely get to borrow a match, right? You buy that? They kind of do the Democrats in the huge blood deal. And they want to do that. Well, you know, there's a lot of blame to get passed around. So we would say you should grab all your blame to take that. And that's like first of the year. I'll take accountability and attention started much earlier. I should ran as an independent as I originally had intended to do in class. Did not join. Paid less in my qualifications. Women have had all these negative speech, they don't think about Democrats in that working class, tech, war, get your health care. They think like the gays are coming to do special things like that. Kind of, I think, the duty and kill rate. Which, I mean, unlike don't jail doctors, give women money to have babies. Mind you, how's that feel? That feels good for everybody. Prevent it by supporting women having children and just not jail doctors. Come back. Please get it. You don't like it. You'll never do it. Everybody, I say this all the time. Everyone is for lying until like that, and then all of you like, I might want it up for choice. And I am a stoic asshole. I told myself, I'm like, probably this is God's way. God's will. They ask around, and now you have to find out what you want to mean. It is honestly unfortunate. Poetic justice and cause and effect that we will be cursed. We will be cursed with a racist theocracy that is completely morphed out as much with any sort of like humanitarian combined force. They are an us versus them machine. We love justice. For us, we literally just signed up to like make every wrong law about forced birth, in the most violent, aggressive, polluted, like our water is the dirtiest, our air is the dirtiest, our schools are the shittiest, our jails are the worst, our history is the hardest, most violent, savage city in the world. We are the picture of colonization and hell in America, and now we're going to make it's like, and like they would think that I'm the devil. People advocating for these criminal policies that deal with the issue, why doesn't a woman have a woman? They would think that I'm the devil. you know, the projections now against the wall, you can figure out these frequent messages. You know, you call me a baby killer, you probably do that, and you want to kill him from the room, baby. Just because only 10 white people said they think he might have done it. And they're probably wrong. Thank you. Whole nation, everybody is all eyes on me, and it's not in a good way. But I want to tell the entire country, like, we are so liberal, so woke, we don't vote. if you showed up, you know, where everyone really stands. For the most part, most people that live here are flipping out, and it's just kind of sad that everyone's like, oh, I forgot. No, but they were also like fourth of all. It was by design, you know, that we had this low turnout so that this sector of our population was so loud and well organized, like talks to you. You know, I guess when you're living for Armageddon, you know, you don't mind bringing the fascist bureaucracy around. You know, you're still going to make a revelation about, you know, about duty. It is the Secretary of State. Now the full council and during this time, there's a lot of elections happening. I mean, wow, you just blew my mind. Everybody got to run at the same time. Everybody. You know, none of us want to do it over here. We can barely get a motherfucker to vote. We all got to be on the ballot together. Everybody's like, who's the match right now? Who's the match right now? They're like, if they can play together, we'll have the competition. Now, I hate it too. We all hate it too. It's good. Get it out the way. Well, I would just like ask Jeff Landry and Liz Morrell if they would just like start a Supreme Court case in which they're going to prosecute business people for shuttling women out of state to receive abortion care elsewhere. I'll just do. Okay, I volunteer you guys. I'm a part like a nonprofit. It's called like Go to Hawaii and Have Abortion Back. You know, like a new forum that can go for it. And we'll just get the lawsuit started. Like, I think we should ask these people who are going to power here. We still have to do it. You know, like they talk with very, you know, I care about the lives of people, I care about safety. And it's like, why don't you just do what you actually want to do, which is a good shot. You know, it's like, I noticed that once Jeff kind of got his prime, I felt him, like, step back away from some harder positions and stances that he's taken. And back to this point of Louisiana showing itself and it's kind of entering fully into this, like, complete power grab by people that do want to throw medical, you know, practitioners in jail and undermine people's bodily autonomy in the name of their religion. Let's just get it started. You know, I just don't understand why the rest of the country doesn't get a fuck about it. I haven't really felt the love. Like, you know, as a Lutheran in Louisiana, like looking out at all the other Lutherans elsewhere, I feel like we're at a dawn of, you know, like litigation for human rights. And the rest of the country just couldn't get too fucked up with them. I just don't want to get it. Forgive me. But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You know. When the fucking marijuana industry. What happened? People will be killed. Like, no, when the state is infringing upon people's rights and people are speaking up and people are telling other people to shut up, people want to be killed. Like, it's by design. It's to deter people from, you know, grasping in any meaningful way. You know, I don't think this can be like metaphorically. But yeah, we should have progressives outside of the country pouring money and resources to people into the South because, I don't know, if it happens one place, it can happen everywhere, you know. I believe they, well, I can probably guarantee, or at least I only assume, that they're like a smooth plant to me. I don't know. If a leader is so ineffective that it causes one to wonder, you know, are you being ineffective on purpose? Or is this incompetence? Are you a mole? Or are you incompetent? Well, failing to put out a statewide mailer for the governor's ring, look, let me put it this way. I didn't feel the faith coming from, you know? And I'm trying to be very careful so I don't get sued for defamation, but I didn't feel that she had faith that Sean had a chance. In the very same way she didn't have faith that Gary Chambers had a chance. In the very same way the Democratic Party thought Devontae Lewis didn't have a chance. In the very same way they thought that Mandy Landry should lose her chance. You know, I did not feel the faith from her. And as a candidate that needed help fundraising and getting my name out there, and as, like, look at the map of Louisiana. It's like, here's Baton Rouge, here's New Orleans. This is my district. No Democrat ran in this district, and one Democrat ran in this district. Neither myself nor this woman got any love. from the leader of the party. And we are vying as two Democratic women for this entire fucking area. I was just out to really shut down the conversation in which the leader of our party seems to be the statewide candidate to the midterm watch. Purposefully with an earshot of me saying, I'm only taking this, I'm not going to take her. So we can keep her at human rights as well. Which is shocking. It happened on multiple occasions. She blackballed me for going to meet with the governor at the LSU game that I was at. But I had already had an hour and a half a month with the governor, thanks to his older brother, who is a supporter of my campaign and independence. The chair of our party was like I'm going to talk her. I met the man. I need to ask for his endorsement. Left. I'm in the office. In the parish. In the parish, he's fucked. And this woman, on the desk, is literally pulling me out. Literally, she's attempting to pull me in to go meet with the governor. And Katie Bernhardt pushed me out. And I'm the only viable, real, not shill, not being paid to break the vote candidate in this entire geographic region. This happened at football games, this happened at college games, this happened at fundraising events. There were times that statewide, I'm sorry, regional kids had a chance to speak publicly, and they just don't. They do not elevate, or they have failed to elevate unique stories and platforms of all candidates. They should have been doing profiles on everyone, email blasts on everyone, and talking these people up. They didn't even send a fucking email on my behalf. They cut me out of the vote system to make it to be the early voting. Like, something felt like sad. Like, something felt like, why am I requesting admission to approve a list that I can send a text message? And I paid $2,000 for flutter. What's up with a 24-hour waiting period? You know? Like, there's just some things that are dumb, and I want to see the book. Like, I'm going to be bored turning for Indiana, but I swear to God, at the level of nepotism, double counterfeiting, taking their candidates, delivering zero results, zero tangibles. Like, I want to see the tangibles. Like, what are the hours of the personnel? And also, pausing my rant, the people that work for this party, or who are out there canvassing and enabling, you are the best. You are the best. No, they're going to be much bigger than they will be. It is literally the leadership that makes you. And, like, I have been a stripper fan, but I have never seen a woman have the heat up audacity to, like, ask someone for a check for a candidate in a new way, the way that I saw. She's like, you have asked after her? I'm like, whoa, bro, even in our flow days, you're in the bucket. Like, just the way that she, one time I saw her ask a woman to act out of the cheek, and I was like, oh, are y'all good like that? Like, nothing happened. Feel that way. I gauge the person's response and I was like, I don't think we talk about that. But it comes out of it. And if she's genuinely nominal and she really wants to attract her new profession, I think that she can be nominal. Because she could admit that she's really that. In opposition. Like, what, I have to get the party of $2,000 to knock out of one of our most political abstracts with someone? Like, all of these things have to be called the first thing. All of them. And I don't know how they feel, because judging by how many asked, I don't think that they would be a black man can do it. Nor do I think that he believes that women who focus on their rights issues, you know, should work. Because she's always back towards me. Okay. progressive or someone on the object who advocated for reproductive justice and freedom. You know, like, she thinks that the Democrats have shooting guns. Like, do we have to? Do we have to play that game? I don't know. You know, but, like, let's just be honest. Like, we come to be an oil media athlete. So, you know, to hear from a father or whatever, or doesn't mean he's kind of going to try with the and, you know, the third name is the environmentalist law. You know, you got Jeff Lindsay and everyone else on the vision every time the EPA wants to make sure that it's going to come back to the air. What's coming? There's choice. What is this politician to be? I feel like it's such lazy. We need a lot. No, you're good as you, we don't need you to be today. But, well, I mean, just tear up like the legal conservative or all these issues. Let's just be honest. It's either four people or corporation. Well, thank you. That's the bullshit. That's the bullshit. Do I have a bunch of friends with people making as much money as some people I hate? Is fucking everyone in the world? Or do I hate? We shouldn't fuck. That's it. Those are two political parties. Like, Oliver, okay. Period. And it's like, you know, anything else is not going to be. Interesting. I was like, y'all gonna learn. Y'all gonna learn. I was like, gonna learn. I mean, damn. He was like, hopped up on the ground and he was like, he showed me some of the what happened. Then you change everyone that's like, you know, like, the end is that we show them that we're going to kill them. I'm like, I think you need to lose God one more time. Let's do one more time. Because that's it. Our politicians literally afraid for turning away our tax dollars from Washington. You're all like, look at them balancing the national debt against the fact of believing any balance against their honor. They just feel so conservative. They spend all that money back to these people. It's like, I don't understand how people don't. They want to fix dying questions. I think, you know, the dying inviting to how the hours are for the death. But we still have fight. Run against him the last time he ran. Like, what? Like, can we start a club to, like, No idea. That's, like, honestly, she's lost a lot of people. It would be kind of good to see that before we leave, like, fuck, got kids. I think she lost all the people in New Orleans. I think my sister lost her all. You know, one of them is very sheltered in Monday, so she's on the internet. You know, I think a great part of this probably is
Yeah.
why don't you go get some Big Macs? You should go to North Shore and take that swag elsewhere. You know, it's not even like awkward entirely, it's just like, why do you do shit that makes it easy? Look, if you have a hard time deciding exactly whether you want to have a house, a job, or you have money to survive, good things to go to school, and work with a lot of your own business, and respect people's rights and choices in business, you have a hard time selling that platform, there's something guaranteed to be wrong with that house. That's that. If you have a control by the corporate industry, I mean, that's the bottom line. That you're deep-seated, loyal, and bad, exploitative industry that relies on and get 25% of the patients that are medical. If you do not want anyone that cares about sitting there in water and they can bring it in their ass up in our body care. You know, you can go down to fucking human hall and you have to teach you. Make these assholes think about the past that they deserve today. And that's for me is my visual computer is that it's the oil and gas, it's the insurance agency. The party life that keeps people distracted, and it's just that they can keep on like breathing in the environment and touch. And everything else is just bread and butter. Practical, Louisiana village you go. So, FOIA requests with everyone that writes now. I want to know what happened to the race of the household income. I want to know the massive network of data that you have out there that's personal. I want to know what data they have that is going on with you. You know, if it ain't broken, don't fix it. You know, I'm gonna fix this thing. Yeah, it doesn't make a joke. I'm gonna send me a joke. That's wild. It's wild. It's wild to have been really born in our community. Have grown up with like CBS and access to live news. See if you want that far away. Near that top of our country. You know, we were just here. We were new. Thank you.
It is what it is.
Thank you.
It is what it is.
Are you planning a trip to Disney soon? Do you want help avoiding spending mistakes and making the most of your vacation? Then check out Budgeteers.com, a new site devoted to helping you get the most mouse for your money. What kinds of tickets should you get? Is the dining plan a good deal for you? Should you stay on grounds or not? Should you buy park hoppers? Many other sites are filled with information about what other people like to do, but Budgeteers is geared to help you make the best decision for you. So check out Budgeteers.com or go to YouTube.com/Budgeteers and help make your trip the best it can be. Budgeteers.com is not a travel agency and it is not affiliated with the Disney Corporation or any of its holdings. In a world gone mad, one progressive will do a bad movie trailer guy impression to get you to listen to his show. There's only one thing that I like better than the Liberal Dan Radio minicast.
All right, Bill, that's enough of that. On the Liberal Dan Radio minicast, you will hear an honest discussion of the day's issues, with some personal bits in between. You might even hear what the other side has to say, sometimes even in their own voices. So become one of the Liberal Dan family, because family means no one gets left behind or forgotten.
To hear those bad impressions and more, tune into the Liberal Dan Radio minicast. Talk from the left, that's right.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful show.
If you enjoy Liberal Dan Radio, there's many ways that you can support the show. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel. You can like me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter or TikTok. And you can become a Liberal Dan Patreon. For as little as $3 a month, you can get a shout-out. Higher levels get the opportunity to vote on what I do next on the podcast, the minicast, or on YouTube. You can even buy commercial advertising or sponsor bits. So go to patreon.liberaldan.com and support the show today.
Hey there, podcast listeners. This is Deminox, host of The World According to Knox. It's time for Season 2, where I take you on another trip through my world. The world of movies, video games, pop culture, and more. Relate them to the world around you. Don't forget to leave a question for MarsCat and find me on Twitter by the handle XDeminox. That's the letter X like X-Men, D-E-M-I-N-O-X. Now enjoy the rest of your podcast.
Hello? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Okay. I don't think I'm hearing you say anything.
It is what it is.
I'm sorry for being a white supremacist.
Mm-hmm.